The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to my live program for Psychic View. This is where I answer your one specific question. For those of you on hold, please press number 1 to be in the queue for the broadcast and actually let me know that you really do want to get on the air to ask a question. I have a lot of people that just tune in to listen and that they don't really want me to address their questions. So for those of you that actually want me to answer your call, please press 1 so that I can get you on the broadcast. So I'm going to go right to the callers because I have so many of you lined up. I'm going to go to fabulous Las Vegas. So I'm going to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Is this 702?
Yeah, this is 702. My name is Marina.
Oh, hi, Marina. What's your question for me today?
Okay, well, I'm kind of doing a new venture. I'm going to start a new career, and I want to see how that's going to go for me.
Okay, so my immediate reaction to your question is that I want to make sure that you're not worried about money connected with this new adventure.
Okay.
Because what it says here is that, yes, you can trust the fact that this new adventure is going to be something that you've always dreamed of. And my own personal philosophy is we always regret the things we don't do, not the things we do, all right? So what I keep getting with you is that I want you to have this new adventure, but I also want to make sure that you are able to financially support yourself. So what it's saying here is that working the political environment around you to your benefit actually helps you. So this is you tapping into your friends and family and anyone that you've ever been connected with in your whole life about moving this forward, right? There was a gal that wrote this book, basically, I'm just going to paraphrase the title, The Rules of Life. And she's a 20-something gal. And, you know, her topics include online dating and sex and all of this stuff. But it's basically an autobiography. Now, the worst thing in the world to actually write is an autobiography when you haven't done anything yet. Do you see what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
With you, what it's saying is that the new adventure that you're going to have moving forward, it does have this, yes, embrace the success, yes, embrace the new beginning, but it also says make sure that you are also practical.
Okay.
So in other words, you know, some people, I'm just going to give you another example, because let's say you got fired from your job and suddenly you're faced with what do I really want to do, right? So let's say you're really talented at making cupcakes, right? So you're going to make cupcakes, and people are going to buy them because once they have your cupcakes, they're amazing, right? But you don't really have a whole lot of money to get that going.
Okay.
So
I get it.
What it's saying is, yes, the new adventure will be successful. So, but yes, we still need to make sure that all our financial ducks are in a row to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. I get it. It's because I want to go into trucking. I already got my license and my endorsements, and so now I just want to, you know, just learn all the experience I can and then go forward from there.
Oh, hey, hold on. I want to ask you, that's a really cool thing you're doing. First of all, they're going to hire you just because you're a woman.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing is that did you actually get the trucking license on your own, or did you do a deal with the trucking company where you have to work with them for a couple of years because they trained you and helped you get your license?
No, I did it right here at DCR, right here locally. And,
that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. I don't think that you're going to have a problem at all getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I think that there's something also that you're going to do that's beyond trucking that's creative.
Yes, that's what I want to do. I mean, I want to go I want to dive deep into it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's exactly where I'm going.
All right, gal pal. Well, thanks for the call. I think
okay.
I have no problem with you having success.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And I always listen to you, so I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you,
Marina. I appreciate you.
Okay,
thanks
a
lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, I'm going to go to another 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is Terry.
Oh, hi, Terry. What's your question for me today?
I just want to know, almost like the first caller, what does my future hold as far as career and finances?
Okay, I'm just going to go with career here. Because my program is designed specifically for just one question, and the whole what does the future hold question is actually a full reading with me. So here's the thing. You have had a lot of very, very unfair disruption in your life recently, and this has really hit the fan with you as of, I'm going to say, July of this year. And what it's saying is that part of it is there's political it's funny because the gal before you had the politics card and you have the politics card, but it's like the big politics card working against you. It's almost as if you, and I'm going to use this word, aged out. It's almost as if you're being criticized for the experience you bring to the table.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is what it says here is that we kind of downplay all the things you're really good at and step forward with a very humble approach to what you want to do moving forward. Because you've been living in disruption, this is saying, for at least a couple of months. I'm thinking a good 2 or 3 months here. And it's disruption that you're used to. So it's not hit you upside the head, crap hitting the fan disruption. It's you're already living through it. Now, there's a fella here who is quite the businessman that you could probably get a job with specifically because he already knows you. So the way for you to take that next step up is to reach out to maybe somebody you've worked with before that already likes you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So what it's saying is, and first and foremost, I'm a huge LinkedIn fan for people that are looking for a job. All right. So what I would suggest that you do after we're done talking is I would jump on your LinkedIn profile, update a fabulous picture of yourself with the background of Las Vegas as your cover photo. In other words, have the banner photo and your actual personal photo, and it might be worth investing a little bit of money in having a professional headshot done of you or a really nice picture of you outdoors. All right. But definitely just of your face. But then what you do is you connect with anybody you have ever breathed on, and you can connect with me as well, on LinkedIn. And then what you do is you start writing from your perspective what the job search is like for you right now and what career is like for you right now. But there's a fella, he's in a very high position that already likes you, that and it may be someone you connect with LinkedIn, and he reaches out going, oh, my God, Terry, what are you doing? What are you up to? Mm-hmm. And you're saying, well, I'm kind of looking for my next step in my career. And he's like, I got a job for you.
To be honest with you, I have two careers. And one is doing massage therapy, and the other one is doing music. I tried the music out here, and it's kind of turned into a flop. And like you said, disruptions.
Yeah.
Which career, I should ask.
Well, so here's the thing, is that if I were a massage therapist, if that was my business, the thing I would promote, and I'm going to use this word, sleepy time massage. In other words, I would go to all of the high-end condos and condo complexes like Turnberry and Queensridge, and I would make friends with the concierge, and I would hand them my business card and say, I specialize in sleepy time massage, which means I'll show up here at 8 o'clock at night, give someone a 90-minute massage, and they can go right to bed.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then you charge $200 for that.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because think about it. You charge $200, you tip the concierge $20 on the way out. Who's that concierge going to call moving forward?
Oh, they're going to call their clients, their tenants.
Right. Well, they're going to call you for the sleepy time massage.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because so you charge $200, the client's likely going to tip you. So basically you walk out of there with at least $200 for working 2 hours.
Wow.
Right? So if I were you, and this is the big business idea I'm giving you, is sleepy time massage. Because you can do this whole routine where it's all about letting people fall asleep. And you may get regular clients that say, I want you here every Friday at 8 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
And then once they're a regular client, you don't have to tip the concierge every time they call you.
Oh, okay. All right.
But but what I'm getting here is that this is saying that there's a very powerful man that will probably want you to come visit him and do this work two or three times a week. So suddenly you're making a lot of money and you're not worried about money. Do you see what I mean? So all you have to do is go print up cards. Go to Overnight Prints or Vista Print and print up Sleepy Time Massage with your name and your cell phone.
All right.
But I actually think that, moving forward, you're not going to be worried about money.
Okay, great. Good. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – hold on. Going to area code – 509. Hello, 509. Who's this? Hello, 509. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Eric.
Hi, Eric. What's your question?
So I had a traumatizing experience in Europe, and I would like to know if it's safe to transfer my scholarship money through my debit card in a different state or a direct wire transfer or a cryptocurrency exchange. I just have like around 5,000 euros in France, so I just want to know how to, if I should take that out or forget about it.
Okay, so there's a woman here, and she's connected with some financial institution and really knows her stuff, and she's going to act as an angel for you. So what it's saying is that while I might not want to transfer something all by myself over the internet, I might want to reach out to the financial institution or whoever is in control of that money and have them help you transfer it. So let's say it's ABC Bank in London. I'm just making up stuff, right? Let's say it's ABC Bank in London, and you reach out to ABC Bank in London first thing on Monday. So, you know, 4 a.m. our time, well, here in whatever, like around 11 or 1 p.m. London time is when you're going to call, all right? And you're going to ask to speak to the manager, the branch manager, and you're going to explain the situation that you're a little uncomfortable doing this transfer all on your own, and could she help you? It's a woman. But these cards are all saying that you get the money. But it's saying someone helps you get it, and this is saying it's specifically a woman.
Because it's either a woman from the French bank, which I know, or a woman from my university institution.
It's the woman connected with the bank or the financial institution. So if you already know her, that's even more of a bonus.
Yes, I already know who she is. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, Eric, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you very much. My best.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the hold on. I'm going to go to area code 323. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria. What's your question?
Just on romance.
All right, let's see.
Looking for someone.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two fellas showing up in your cards. The first one is kind of a jerk. I don't like him at all. But for whatever reason, you find yourself attracted to him. But he's somebody I don't like. He's not very emotionally connected. He's not somebody that would slay dragons for you. He's kind of a jerk. I don't like him. So this could be a past relationship that you're still trying to get over in some way. But the fella that's coming up in your cards that I like is a gentleman that's likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. He's very easygoing. He's very quiet. There's a sweetness about him, all right? He's kind of he's slender because he forgets to eat, all right? He's not skinny. He's just slender. He just gets involved with whatever he's doing, like projects or whatever, and just forgets to eat. But I really like this guy, and the reason that you're going to find yourself so attracted to him is that he's got very, very kind eyes. And I'm getting I don't get letters very often, but I'm getting the letter S. So his name could begin with an S, like Sam, Steve, Sean, I'm getting the letter S.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Let me know what happens, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, see you later. Bye. I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 919. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, sure, Kay. What's your question?
My question's something similar to the other callers about career opportunities. I just moved into a beautiful new space, and I'm really excited about it. But just wondering, what do you see in the front career so that way I can have full peace?
Okay, so you have really fantastic cards connected with your potential in the next 5 years. So what it's saying is not only do you get to step into and bloom into your potential, but it also says you're taking your happiness seriously. So what it's also saying is that do not let romance trip you up for your career goals, okay? Because what it's saying is that love, romance, that's going to find you. That's going to take care of itself. So do not let any romantic interest trip you up, Kay, moving forward, because what this says is that the next 5 years are absolutely huge for you, all right?
Wow.
Let's say you decided, I'm going to use this as an example. Let's say that you decided to go into real estate, and you know within the next 5 years you're going to be the person that does those multi-million-dollar listings, all right? We just know it, all right? And that you behave now as if all of the listings that you're doing are just as important as if they were a multi-million-dollar listing.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what it's saying is that the answer to your question is yes, your career over the next 5 years is huge because you're taking your happiness seriously. And here's another interesting little aspect to your cards. You have a card that talks about all the people that owe you favors.
Yeah.
It's time to call them in. All right? So, you know, it's funny because, you know, I tapped into a caller earlier about making sure their LinkedIn profile is all up to date, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to make sure that you're doing that.
Okay.
Because the people that you connect with, they're going to remember in a sort of intuitive or subconscious way that they owe you.
Wow. Okay.
But it's time to call in your favors. So what it says here is that the only thing that would trip you up would be romance.
And I'm not
because
interested
everything
right
else.
Now.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I'm not interested right now. I'm just getting out of a relationship, so it's all about doing my healing right now.
Right, and this is literally saying that all of that had to happen for you to realize your own potential. So you have this
wow.
card about you doing your life your way. And you're not
mm-hmm.
going to be, you know, the B word about it. You're going to be incredibly self-supporting and self-actualized, that 5 years from now, the people that knew you right now are not going to recognize you 5 years from now.
Wow.
Because here's
Beautiful.
The thing. You know in your heart of hearts what you're capable of, Kay, and this is saying
mm-hmm.
that you get to realize that over the next 5 years. But I'm going to give you this other thing. Call in your favors. If somebody offers you a solid, a good thing, like I remember I was at a networking thing, and this graphic artist, which was connected with a printing company, said, look, I'm willing to do a favor for anybody. Who wants a favor? And I raised my hand and I said, I could really use a sign. And she made me she designed this beautiful graphic sign for me. And she didn't charge me anything for it. But did I gush on the internet about how amazing that sign was? I did.
Gotcha.
So,
I'm pretty sure I understand what that means. I have an avenue to reach out to someone, a good dear friend, and it's just I'm just that person that I hate to ask.
Honey bunny, you gotta ask. You have to ask, because
yeah.
the thing is that if you start looking at the world as though it's all designed to help you. And as
mm-hmm.
long as you're incredibly karmic aware that everything about this world is designed to help you, then the world is going to help you. And when I say the world, I can say spirit, God, universe.
Right.
It's all working towards you, because when you do things, and sometimes it's the long way or the hard way, but when you do it the ethical way you're supposed to be doing things, everything starts to shift for you.
Well, okay. All right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank
you. See you
later. So much. I appreciate this.
Okay. Bye. See you later. Bye. Mm-hmm. All right. I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Oh, hey, Kimberly. What's your question for me today?
My question is about career promotion. I've been looking for, I have a job, but I am looking to leave the job.
Right.
So I'm so I just want to know what you see for that.
So just good old common job seeker sense is you're worth 10 or 15% more when you're employed looking for a job than when you're unemployed looking for a job. Okay. So I'm just
mm-hmm.
letting you know in the bigger picture of it. But what this is saying is October is your power month to actually find a new job. And that you're
okay.
this is you trusting yourself to go after exactly what you want, even if it feels a little bit like a lateral move. Like let's say you've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry. Let's say that's the direction you want to be in. Any position
mm-hmm.
you can get connected to the entertainment industry is going to help you to move forward, because you're going to learn what you don't know now. So here's the thing. You're not afraid of hard work, but because your job is so sucky right now, it's like you're burning
mm-hmm.
the candle at both ends and doing other people's
mm-hmm.
work just to maintain your equilibrium at your job now. And it feels
mm-hmm.
like, and I'm going to say it, it feels like you're working for the devil.
Preach.
Okay? That's what it feels like. You're not appreciated.
Yeah.
It's really a sucky environment for you. However, the universe does one of two things, maybe both, when it's time for you to change. You're either made so uncomfortable where you are that you are forced to look for something else, or you're offered something so amazing that you can't not take the new thing. And I actually think that you're going to be very clear about what you want next. You're going to sit down with a piece of paper and you're going to write down the five things that would make the next opportunity a deal maker for you. That's what you're going to do.
Okay.
And because you're going to sit
okay.
down and write down those five things, you're already putting it out to the universe. You're going to write at the top of that sheet of paper, I want, and then you put 20% more than what I'm making now. The next thing is, I want to be able to work remotely on the days that I need to. Number three, I want to work for a boss that thinks I'm as freaking awesome as I think they are. Do you see what I mean? It's like you're going to list the five things that would make the next job a deal maker, and then you're going to be all over your LinkedIn profile. You're going to update it. You're going to put a great picture of yourself. You're going to put the kind of job that you really would love to do. And if you've just done something once, you add it to your profile, even if you've just done it once, because that's what people are looking at, is all the skill set. So, all right, Kimberly, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.